Speaking to Josh, full title, by the way. I will do the full title, just out of respect anyway. Dr. Joshua Woolrich. He's the author of the Sunday Times bestseller, Food Isn't Medicine. He's also an NHS doctor and nutrition expert. But today we're talking about something called social jet lag. Josh, what on earth is social jet lag?
Well, I think we're all looking forward to supposedly getting an extra hour of sleep this weekend, right? Unfortunately, most of us will realise that the next day we didn't really get as much refreshment as we thought we were going to get. And the problem is we have this internal body clock. We have this circadian rhythm that, based on the sunlight outside, it manages how our hormones are produced. It manages our sleep cycle, manages our gut health. And we think we know what's going on when the clock's changed, but our body has absolutely no clue. And there's lots of evidence to show that it's been associated with things like increasing cardiovascular risk factors, increasing risk of stroke and diabetes. So it's definitely a period of time that's a good prompt to start paying attention to some of these things and seeing if there are small things we can do to try and mitigate that.
That goes a little bit further. I didn't expect you to come out with the increased risk of stroke and heart attack and problems, because when it's less daylight hours, yes, I'm guilty of this, feel a little bit like, oh, I can't be bothered to go to the gym, can't be bothered to eat healthy, I'll just have pie and chips or mash every night, and all that kind of stuff. But you've just gone down a whole different route there. It's really quite serious.
It can be, yeah. I mean, not to scare people. I mean, a lot of this stuff is long-term, right? So if we can find small changes that are going to benefit us and small little things that we can do to help mitigate that on a long-term basis, then, you know, we don't really need to be panicking. It's something that daylight saving times is here, hopefully not for very much longer, but at the moment it's here to stay. We just need to be able to manage that rather than be worried about it.
So what can people do then to, you know, just feel a little bit better? Because it is shorter days, longer nights.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things, right? So there's things specifically around the darkness. And one of those things is the fact that a lot of people will experience what's known as seasonal affective disorder. So that's where there's a specific type of depression that can occur in the winter months because of the lack of sunlight, we think. So that's a lot of that can be helped by getting out and about during the day. Obviously, it's not as easy for everyone, but during a lunch break, going for a walk outside, just getting as much sunlight as you can, because you're unlikely to get it in the evenings or the mornings like we would normally do during the summer. And then there's some things specifically around kind of cardiovascular health, because again, if that's something that we need a bit of a prompt on, with it being one of the leading causes of death in the UK, then there are some things that we can actually do. A lot of these causes of cardiovascular health are potentially reversible or mitigatable. So if we look at things like nutrition, we look at food, there's loads of evidence for things like fiber and unsaturated fat consumption being really helpful, things like seeds, nuts, like almonds, you know, a handful of those to try and reduce our cholesterol levels can be really helpful for us. Things like exercise, again, no one really likes running, do they? I mean, if you say you like running, that's fine, good for you, but nobody else really does. So let's try and find something we love. You know, let's find something that we enjoy so it's actually sustainable. There's no point doing something that only lasts a week and then we forget about it. This whole new year, new me every January is a bit of a shame, because the other 51 weeks of the year, we don't continue doing it. So if we're trying to make these changes to improve things, we need to find something we're enjoying. We need to find something that's going to keep going.
Would you even go as far as to say that if you're up early in the morning and then you're getting around to 7:30, 7:45, and it's still dark or very dull outside, would you even suggest putting the big light on and not a little lamp in your living room, maybe?
Well, that's difficult, because the artificial light inside is not quite the same as the sunlight itself. So actually, I mean, most of the time, I think it's just a bit more helpful to get some good rest. And actually, I would argue keep things a little bit darker inside rather than try and prolong the artificial light. Because it's one of the reasons why we have an issue with looking at screens before bedtime. So it's one of the things that is worth cutting out if we're trying to improve our sleep hygiene, is reducing our use of kind of our mobiles and our TVs. A lot of that is the artificial light confuses, again, our circadian rhythm. And we could do with trying to wind things down in a bit more of a natural manner.
And why would you say people always tend to, on the darker nights and the winter months, go for heavier, warmer, hotter meals instead of, you know, having something light, like a piece of fruit or a salad, trying to stay healthy?
Well, I mean, food's not just fuel, it's comfort as well. So it's not too surprising that when it's cold and rainy and dreary, that we want something a bit more substantial, right? That's completely normal. It's not something we should be necessarily avoiding by any means. But what is worth keeping an eye on is that when we get tired, it's often very common for us to crave things that are more sugary. And that's a very normal thing as well, because it's easy for our body to process. And it's not a problem one-off, but if we're constantly tired and we're constantly picking those kind of foods that don't have as much nutrition and we're just getting too much sugar in our diet, that can be a bit of an issue, not just for your teeth either. So it's things like that to kind of keep an eye on. And again, it's not stuff to panic or change out of fear, but it's stuff to try and introduce the good stuff. And you'll often find that the stuff that you want to or you think you should cut out often falls a little bit down to the wayside, and it'll be a much more sustainable way of trying to do things.
If you do find yourself a little bit, you know, down in the dumps, a little bit miserable, a little bit maybe borderline depressed and all that kind of stuff, I'm going to ask you to push you now, Josh. Can you give our listeners three top tips, just simple three tips that they can start this weekend when the clocks go back, just to make that bit of a difference?
Yeah, first thing, social interaction. I think it's something we underestimate, we undervalue quite a lot, but hanging out with people is almost just as important as sleep a lot of the time. So trying to get that connection with people, make the effort, because it can be very easy to just stay at home when it's dark and wet and cold and windy, but go and see some friends, go and have conversation face to face with people if you can. That makes a big difference, and it's definitely going to make you feel a lot better from a mental health perspective. And then the other two, I would probably say exercise is probably my second one. Long term, it's going to have a massive impact on your mental health. It's not going to cure things, but you don't want that to be having an additional problem. You don't want that to be adding or compounding any sort of issues. And then if you want a third one, I'd probably say we need to start focusing on our sleep hygiene a bit more. You know, we don't pay as much attention to it. So things like removing all caffeine after about 3 p.m., reducing the number of times you have alcohol before bed, that kind of stuff can really make a big difference. But remember, this stuff is long term. You're not going to fix it in a week. This is stuff that we need to try and get into a regular habit with.
Thank you very much, Dr. Joshua Woolrich, talking to us about daylight saving, winter months, all that kind of stuff, and the health benefits of trying to look after yourself a bit more. There's a lot of stuff I wanted to talk to you about, Josh, including one of the lines I've read about you, about restrictive eating and all that kind of stuff. But that I'll save that for another time, because because I am so passionate about calorie deficit and it doesn't work for me. So
it's more complicated than that.
Oh, let's not get onto that right now. I know we haven't got time. Thank you, Dr. Joshua Woolrich.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.